parents always said that coming into my crib room was always dangerous because bottles would come flying out of nowhere. But, I mean, I've kind of always had an arm of some sort. I mean, pitching in baseball.
And, of course, throwing a football now for a living. No more baby bottles for Josh Rosen. Paul Calvisi on azcardinals.com. Look, sub-signal callers, well, they're just naturals. And maybe Josh Rosen was destined to be a quarterback because even in high school, when he went 16-0 and won a California state title, even before UCLA. So now he's asked, all right, you're coming out of UCLA. Why should you be number one overall?
I think I'm the best quarterback here. I think I can diagnose defenses and put the ball where it needs to be and make quick decisions. And I think we're all competitors, and I think every other quarterback should have the same exact belief that I do.
Right now, specifically, Rosen considers himself lethal in the pocket, where NFL teams believe your quarterback better win, not only with his arm, but with his mind.
I always say that I think if you can get to 3-4 reads into your progression, you give yourself more opportunities to get the ball down the field. If you're a 1-2 and run guy, if you can get into 1-2, 3, and 4, then you're giving yourself twice as many opportunities to actually push the ball down the field. So that's where I think my best attribute is. I can sit in the pocket and really pick defenses apart.
Now, speaking of getting picked apart, NFL teams want to know if he can play the part of a leader. Is this the face of a franchise with a personality other players will follow?
I think that's why all these interviews and meetings and visits are awesome, because teams actually get to know me and they don't have to find out through third parties. I think that's what I'm looking forward to most of this combine, is getting to know teams.
And as teams have gotten to know him, Rosen wants teams to know that he loves football. In fact, he says it's the reason he's no longer a prodigy in tennis, which he credits for his footwork, by the way.
If teams still questioned my love for the game after this week and after they actually really got to know me, then it might bother me a little bit more. But I think that coaches can really see what I care about.
Such a marvelous thrower of the football. That part of his game, not in question at all.
I'm trying to show who I really am, not who I'm trying to be, because I want them to draft me, not who they... I don't want them to draft someone they think they're getting and then not to get that guy.
So, will Josh Rosen be the guy? Because some say he's top three, others say he's top five, but with an injury history, the shoulder and the concussions, others predict he's the quarterback most likely to slide. So if he goes to the Cardinals at number 15, we'll leave you with what he says he learned at UCLA.
I've learned probably a lot more from losses. You learn how to deal with adversity. I've had new coaches every year. You learn how to deal with some guys in the locker room that were bought in but are starting to sell out a little bit, so you have to make sure everyone's together. The ship sails as you go. So I think I've learned how to be that, like I was saying, kind of steady rock through the process.